Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Howdy, how are you?
Again, auditioning for the Longhorns Radio Network.
If they want me. Hey, come on. Deep down, a couple of you might miss me.
I would like to officially go on the record with no comment. Thank you.
It's fine.
But it doesn't mean it's negative. It just means I didn't make a comment.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Purdy family, a reputation second to none. And they take very, very, very good care of their customers and their customers' needs. That's why they have so many long-time customers. You, too, can be a long-time customer as well. Go to PurdyInsurance.com. Sunbury Motors. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, a.k.a. the Chateau, where Kevin still awaits an invitation.
Yeah, I think I'm on the do not fly list for the Chateau.
No, it's okay. Your picture's just been put up on telephone poles in the area. And
with a line through it. What's that mean?
A little circle of the line. And Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Yes. Well, we're talking about Saturday night. And Ohio State buzzsawed its way to a 63-14 win. And I've mentioned it, Penn State's very fortunate to have a highly passionate fan base. Highly passionate and opinionated fan base. Great. I think that's terrific. You certainly don't want a fan base that's like, oh, well, okay. It's fine. Some are upset, some are mad, some have questions. I also think at some point there has to be a realization, in my personal opinion, of what the circumstances happen to be at this moment in time. It's not the same standard as even 2 years ago, for goodness sakes, when the brakes were put on an 8-1 season with the one loss to Alabama. It's even just 2 years ago. I mean, this is a whole new world and universe that they're in at the moment that all of us are adjusting to as time goes. So I understand, at least on my part, there's an adjustment on my part in expectations. Because I realistically see, and we have 9 run-ons, walk-ons on the kick coverage team. Your long snapper was in the freshman section in September. Your holder from Dillsburg, right, is there because Ryan got bumped up and with a broken bone in his hand, he can't play. I mean, he can't hold. And can't do as many things as they want him to do on defense. And so there's a realization, I think, at some point of what you're dealing with here. You're dealing with, you still want to have some sort of future, so you redshirt 8 guys. You have to have some standard, so you hold one back because of you want them to hit the books. Somebody else gets held back because they're hurt and can't play in the game. So now you're down to 51 scholarship guys. I mean, 51. I'm going to paraphrase a quote from Urban Meyer, September of last year. He said, having 82 scholarship guys has drawbacks to him by not having 85. I'm paraphrasing his words. He'd be on a ledge with 51. So I appreciate the passion and so forth, but the answers to what we want, so the goals are revised upward, is already sitting in that building. And once they get to a level playing field, which fortunately now will be sooner rather than later, I think that there'll be a lot of great days ahead. But there also has to be a moment that in this particular time, you cherish everyone you get. Because at the moment, that's the standard that has been placed in front of this program. It's remarkable they've gone 12-5 their last 17 games. With everything that's happened around here, they weren't supposed to go 12-5 in a 17-game span.
You know, you made a comment last hour that I think a lot of fans may forget, and that's the fact that these sanctions were not to damage, were not to hurt, were not to hold back the program. It was to
wreck the program.
Wreck the program. Dismantle the program.
I mean, now, nobody has said anything to me, but I said that on BTN Live last week with Dave Revson when I was the guest on the show. And I said that on the Ohio State Network pregame show Saturday when Paul Keels asked me about it. And I mean it. I'm not naive here. What was the intent of the sanctions? The intent of the sanctions was to make Penn State football pay dearly.
And if it disappeared, okay.
Well, now they realize they don't want it to disappear, and there's a realization that it may have overstepped. And there's also a realization that, oh, wait a minute, this is a legal issue. Okay, what rule did Penn State break? Can anybody, show of hands, anybody know what rule Penn State broke? What NCAA rule was broken? What competitive rule was broken? Now, obviously, we have the story today of the $59.7 million being paid to 26 victims that have been identified by Penn State. No amount of money is going to change or lessen the pain of what obviously had to be something that is horrifying. So when we talk about the issues about where the program is and so forth, we're talking about them in the context of a sports show, in the context of football. That doesn't mean that we don't have our priorities straight and understand who the real victims are, and at the same time, that no compensation changes anything. I understand that. And we've stated that, Kevin, how many times on this program?
I lost count.
Okay.
Almost every time we discuss this topic.
But I also felt it was important at this time to reiterate, so that when you hear us talk about issues of, look, the intent was to wreck the program. Well, it was. And the fact that they're 12-5 over the last 17 games is remarkable. But it's also a testament to how great the fan base is, because the fan base has hung in there. The fan base has hung in there. And the fan base has been influential in recruiting. They've been influential in games. Fan base has been remarkable. Are some members of the fan base rip-roaring mad about the other night? Darn right they are. Because they're competitors. That's fine. Do I agree with everything? No. But guess what? You're paying the money. You're paying a lot of money, good money, to be there. So I'm going to listen to your opinions. Absolutely. Now, do I have to agree with them? No. Do you have to agree with me? No. But you pay good money to be there. You pay a lot of money on a weekend to be there and so forth. I understand. If you're rip-roaring mad about something, hey, I will listen to you in no uncertain terms. I don't have to agree with everything.
Let me throw this in, because I think this is comparable. What I think, as Penn State fans, we have to keep in mind is there is an uphill battle when you're playing teams with full scholarships, when you don't have full scholarships. Now, I know that doesn't mean everything, but I've seen it a lot over the last several years of covering Bucknell football. Bucknell hadn't had scholarships for ever, and they were playing programs with scholarships. And there's a difference. There's a difference in the play that you can get out of a player, or the type of player that goes to one school over another with a scholarship and without a scholarship. And I saw the difference. And you know what? Those wins, when they came up, were much sweeter, because you were beating a team that actually had scholarships and you were doing it without scholarships. And I think that's what Penn State fans have to remember, is that they may not have as many scholarship players. And when you get a win over a program that is full strength, that makes that win even better.
Yeah. And the Michigan thing was exactly that.
Yeah, that's a perfect example of that. Dick from Milton on the line for you, Steve.
Hi, Dick. How are you? Thanks for being with us.
Hey, Steve. Well, I won't sugarcoat this, but I'm pretty depressed over this whole situation as of Saturday. Obviously, I mean, for somebody that's been to a lot of football games at Beaver Stadium since 1965, I mean, a lot of weekends at State College. And a couple of things that bothered me a little bit is you know, when Penn State goes up and recruits now against the Ohio States and the Michigans for that kid, these kids are impressionable. So how many kids will remember this game here and say, you know what, I think maybe I just won't go to Penn State just because of one or two games, and maybe we'll go to that school. And I think it might, in the long term, we might lose a few extra kids because of a game like this. And down the road, and I mean, it's just when you talked about the NCAA penalizing or wanting to squash the Penn State football game, logically there is absolutely no reason that the NCAA should want to punish to lose a program like Penn State. It's just that's not even realistic. I mean, look what they did. Obviously they didn't want to hurt Miami over the last week because they gave them like literally nothing as a penalty.
Dick, I understand your sentiment completely. Let me take your first part, though. I'm not a recruiting expert at all, but I've talked to a couple in the past 48 hours that I respect, and they said rarely does a game like what we saw on Saturday night influence recruits. What happens is that, for example, when a player gets into the atmosphere at Penn State, they saw that Michigan thing. They saw what it can be like. They said that's a greater influence to them if they're physically in the stadium, experience something like that, compared to watching it on TV and seeing something like that. So it doesn't quite have, based on what they've told me, okay, the influence that maybe you're guessing it does. They say it really doesn't. Usually when a kid makes his visit, a lot of times they've already made up their mind, but they love being in it.
What about the other side of the coin, where the kids at Columbus on this past Saturday night, and maybe it's a kid that Penn State's looking at and Ohio State's looking at?
Well, there's
and,
only
I mean,
one.
That's just the other side of that coin,
right,
there too.
There's only one guy that falls into that category that I know of at the moment, Dick, and he visited the Iowa game.
Okay.
He was not there on Saturday night. He visited the Iowa game.
I mean, realistically, there's an awful lot of football players out there to recruit, but there's only a certain amount of kids that the Penn States and the Ohio States and the Michigans go after. They don't necessarily go after the guy that Toledo's looking at, or maybe even Indiana or Northwestern. I mean, that's not always the same kid. That's
right. Take the young man, Dick, for example, that verbally committed to Penn State a week ago, and it was only Penn State and Ohio State head-to-head. Okay? He reaffirmed his commitment to Penn State again today. Okay?
Yep, so I understand. I just think it's going to be a I just see, I can see that we're going to get, we're not going to be the doormat of the Big Ten, obviously, but I can see things not being good for a few more years. I mean, that's just, to me, for somebody that spends a lot of time at Beaver Stadium, I don't, you know, and I think I told you this once before, I don't want to be known as the, no disrespect in a sense, but I don't want to be known as the Indiana football or the Purdue football or the Illinois football that basically is always at the bottom level of the Big Ten. Everybody look forward to playing those teams, and I think I told you this one. I don't want to be the team that, geez, let's go out, we're playing Penn State this weekend, and, you know, let's, I don't want to be that team in any sport, let alone football.
Dick, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That is not what the goal here is. Now, I mentioned this is a temporary standard. The fact that they're going to be able to, I think they're going to get 22 scholarships that they can hand out, and maybe 23, depending. But I think 22 is the right number in February, and a full 25 the year after that. That can restock the shelves quickly in what you're talking about. I also want to point out one quick thing about Urban Meyer. And he may prove me wrong in this area, but let's find out. He didn't stay long enough at Bowling Green to get a read, 2 years. He didn't spend long enough at Utah, 2 years. Okay?
Yep.
And finally at Florida, he did. Now, quickly, how good was Bowling Green football with Urban Meyer recruits after he left?
Not very good.
How good was Utah with Urban Meyer recruits after he left?
I'm obviously not as good.
Okay. He's been brilliant in his career at inheriting someone else's groceries and making filet mignon.
Yeah.
Okay. At Florida, he won his first national championship his second year. So again, same story. Second year, awesome, incredible. To his credit, the second national championship is his baby. But the last 2 years of that program, including the Outback Bowl team I saw Penn State lose to because Penn State lost the game and they didn't win it, I was very surprised by what I saw on a talent level on that football team. Surprised. And why is it Will Muschamp has had to rebuild it? I'm not completely on board with the Urban love about, oh, look at how he recruits. Excuse me, I don't see the evidence of it. So
well,
I'm not on board with him.
Well, the one nice thing I do feel good, I do have a good feeling for myself, and this is kind of selfish in a sense, only because of I'm getting older, quite a bit older, is I have a lot of fun memories of football at Penn State that I can always draw back on, and nobody can take those from me, not even the NCAA.
You're darn right, because guess what, Dick? As I've said before, that people have asked some of your top games and so forth, and I said, well, he's 324, 400, and 409. I said, guess what? I said, no matter what anybody tells me, they weren't a mirage.
No, I was there for most of them, or a lot of them. Some of the away games. So it's like having a pet die, almost, in a sense.
Okay.
So, and if you could put it in the same terms, like, it's not quite the same, obviously, but
sure,
but it's just sad. It's kind of like watching, you know, it's hard to actually put into real words. It's kind of like you have this guy on your baseball team that was been your star pitcher for 20 years, and all of a sudden he's 40 years old and he's still trying to pitch like he was when he was 23, and you know, he can't do it anymore. I guess
right.
That's the kind of thing I'm trying to relate to you. It's just, and it's kind of sad,
right. I understand. All right,
yeah.
But the hope is that now they're going to get more scholarships. They can bring it back to the standard all of us are used to. And in my personal opinion, the cherish the wins deal standard is temporary. But I also think that there has to be an understanding of what they've tried to do to the place. There has to be that understanding. It's realistic. And if they don't like us commenting on it, I say tough. You know, you're the one that did it. You're the one that can undo it.
And the only other thing I was going to tell you is a couple of weeks ago, I didn't call you. You were actually talking about the schedule in light years out, like in
2030 or something like that.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I was thinking, I was sitting there thinking, I was driving somewhere, and I thought, holy cripes, they're talking about, you know, my age. God, I hope I'm only hoping that I'm around 2 or 3 years, 4 years from now to see a schedule, not about worrying about, that's past my life expectancy already. They're talking about a schedule. And I thought, you know, if I was 30 or 40, I might think about that. But I'm just hoping to be around next year or the year after, not 8 or 9, 10, 15 years down the road and wondering who we're going to play in.
I'm trying to make it to Saturday, Dick.
I hear you. One thing about it is you can only get so far down, and then you have to bounce, like a bounce of the ball. It always comes back up sooner or later.
Well, exactly. You know what? And I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. I have complete confidence it'll be sooner rather than later.
Let's hope so. If nothing else, we have wrestling to look forward to this year, and somebody will pay the price, even if it's Ohio State. And they're pretty good.
That doesn't pay the price. No offense, that doesn't quite carry the same thing as Saturdays in the fall.
I understand that. I'm just trying to look for some kind of silver lining in this.
I understand. See ya. Dick, thank you. All right, head toward the bottom of the hour. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. You can go to purdyinsurance.com. In the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Nobody is sitting here feeling worse about talking about, for the moment, you know, there has to be a different kind of standard than me. I've been around here now for 35 years. You know, I've seen national championship games and things like that, Big Ten championships and so forth. Some of the greatest players that you see in the NFL have gone through here and had the privilege of watching them every single game. You know, I don't want that. But I can tell you right now that in the zeal to act like they were doing something, they didn't do it right. And a night like Saturday night, I worried about for 15 months, wondering when it might happen because of the circumstances. And I'm just being realistic, I think. I mean, if I'm not being realistic, tell me. I mean, I'm more than happy to have you say, nah, you're not being realistic. 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. The suggestion line is open.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car, picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself, and negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word, Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo with remaining factory warranty just $25,960. 2009 Ford Taurus SEL all-wheel drive to plow through snow, $14,832. 2013 Ford F-150 4x4, just $29,399 after all discounts. 2014 Ford Fiesta SE, just $17,120. And a well-maintained, fully serviced and inspected 2011 Ford Escape XLT, just $16,476. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Okay, Penn State, Illinois, Saturday. Illinois is going to be without Ryan Langford, Paul Langford's son. And a lot of their offense was based around him. But he broke a bone in his shoulder Saturday. It's a loss for Illinois, without question. And we will find out tomorrow more about the status of Christian Heckenberg. So, yeah. Move forward with that. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Steve, if I may, I'd like to drop in a couple of the awards this week. Patriot League announcing some awards, and Bucknell as well. Freshman running back C.J. Williams named Bison Athlete of the Week for about 150-plus yard performance against Lehigh, who was ranked 15th in the country at the time. Matt Steinbach with a couple of picks got the Patriot League Defensive Player of the Week. And Derek Maurer, the junior kicker for the Bison, the Patriot League Special Teams Player of the Week.
Great news. They had, obviously, a great performance against Lehigh that we can't wait to discuss with Joe Susan tomorrow at 3:35.
I'd like to know how Lehigh still gets ranked. I think they're 21st now. I mean, they were just dismantled by Bucknell, an unranked team, and they dropped to 21, I think it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
With two I know one of the Lehigh losses is to Fordham, and if you're gonna have, if there's such a thing as a good loss, that's definitely one of them, because I think Fordham is, I think they're in the top 10. I think they're sixth the last time I checked.
Well, it was a great win for Bucknell, and we'll have a chance to talk with Joe Susan tomorrow about what all of us saw. A great win. The way that they, just the way they went about it and took care of business.
Was it 15 years? I think it was 15 years that Bucknell had not beaten Fordham.
Yeah.
That's a nice little long run to end. And Bloomsburg, by the way, a big win. Getting ready for Shippensburg now, Thursday night, on CBS Sports Network. They are ranked fifth in the country.
Okay. Very nice.
Now, we've been trying to get Bloomsburg's head coach on the program, but they practice about the same time the program is, so we're still working on getting that together.
Then adjust the practice. All right.
I made the suggestion. I haven't heard anything new yet.
It's like the... what we had the... the four of us, Jeff Tarman, Roger Corey, Jack Hamm, and I, we had dinner together on Friday night. And for whatever reason, the topic of Major League came up.
One of our favorite movies.
And I said, yeah, there's that part of the movie where they go through the list. They said, oh, who are these guys? I never heard of half of them. And then one guy looked up, he goes, this guy's dead. Then scratch him off the list.
By the way, Fordham is ranked. I'm sorry, Fordham's ranked eighth. I want to correct that because I was wrong. I said six. Sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
Jack and I drove over together. He refers to me as human GPS.
I can understand that because I call you the human version of Wikipedia, only correct most of the time.
Well, we drive down. We get there. And then near the end, in the post-game show, I said, do you need directions back? And he said, yeah, that'd be great. So I told him, I said, you know, go out Lane Avenue, take, you know, 351 North, blah, blah, blah. So he go through and gets him back to the hotel. So I get a text this morning about 7:30. Do I make a right or a left out of the stadium?
Oops.
And then I sent him a text back, and it said, uh-oh. Yes. That big-time broadcast booth communication. Yeah, we do have laughs. Some nights it's harder to laugh than others, but we do have some laughs.
Hey, Steve, she sent props out to Coastal Carolina. Third in the country in FCS right now at 8-0. The Chanticleers.
I say salute. All right.
North Dakota State, by the way, still ranked number one, getting all the first place votes in the coaches and in the sports network poll at 8-0. It also helps when you beat an FCS school right out of the gate. That's going to help your numbers a little bit.
And that they are the defending champion.
That also helps. Yeah, the fact that they're historically not bad, too, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I think they've been in the championship game the last 2 years. They beat Sam Houston State last year. Does that sound right?
Well, I was going to say, wasn't it North Dakota State and Sam Houston State twice in a row?
Right. I believe it has been.
Yeah.
The odd thing is about that level is that you're thinking, hey, that's great, you know, the advance and so forth. It costs you money. You actually lose money the further you advance.
Oh, yeah.
It's an amazing concept. I mean, people think it's the opposite. It's like being in the women's basketball tournament. The further you go, the more money it costs you. And people are like, that can't be. It's the NCAA women's tournament. It's not how it works.
Yeah, I think it was North Dakota State. I know won in 2011 for sure, and I think they actually played Sam Houston State both years.
Right. Well, I think they won last year. I think they won in 2012. They lost in 2011, right?
I was thinking they won in 2011 as well. I'm looking it up. Hang on.
They may have.
They won in 2011.
Okay.
And won in 2012.
Oh, so the back to back.
Yeah. They have not played yet in 2013.
Yeah, we got that. It's October. That part we have.
Just wanted to clear the air. No, that's a question.
That part we have.
And my favorite of all time, favorite football stadium team, well, team with from my favorite football stadium, won it in 2011, Eastern Washington.
With the red turf. Eastern Washington, by the way, beat Oregon State this year.
Yes, they did. Speaking of turf colors, there's a high school... which I think you're familiar with, because it's not in Connecticut, but you're very familiar with the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area, Lake Lehman.
Sure. Lake Lehman is where Penn State Wilkes-Barre is.
Right.
I broadcast my first basketball game ever at Lake Lehman High School between Penn State Wilkes-Barre and Allentown Business School.
And believe it or not, I couldn't have told you who it was, but I knew you did your first game there. Lake Lehman has a black turf.
Really?
They do indeed.
I think they're the Knights, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Very good. I believe they're the Black Knights of Lake Lehman.
Well, I play for the Green Raiders, so I guess that green turf they have at my high school.
Now, do you know when Dallas and Lehman play, which, by the way, are neighboring high schools?
Yes.
Do you know what they play for?
The Huntsman Trophy.
I think they call that the Little Brown Shoe, because there's also one in this area, too.
Oh, well, I said the Huntsman Trophy because that's where Huntsman Dam is. It's the lake.
Could be.
You have to go around it to get from Dallas to Lake Lehman. I drove that so many times for 2 years. It's over it every day. Every once in a while, I would vary it, and I would go toward 118 and take 118 into Dallas. Every once in a while. But most mornings, it's like, go get on the back road. Go around the dam. You know, there's a sign for Jackson. Keep on going. Make a right. Go to school. There were four buildings on that campus when I went.
And by the way, Lehman and Dallas play on Saturday afternoon.
Do they really?
That's great.
That's great.
Been a long time. I called a few Lehman-Dallas games.
Kenny Pollack
who's a linebacker here, went to Dallas High School. In fact, Kenny was a linebacker here within the last 5 years. Was on special teams. Good, solid player. I liked him very much. So he was in Dallas.
Wasn't there a player from Dallas that was in the NBA?
Player from Dallas in the NBA?
It was up that way. I think he didn't he go to Florida State then?
You talking about Bobby Sura?
Bob Sura, yeah.
He did not go to Dallas.
It wasn't Dallas? Where was it?
He's Wilkes-Barre.
Is it Wilkes-Barre? Okay.
Yeah, he's Wilkes-Barre.
I remember I actually called one of his games in high school. I just didn't remember if it was. It might have been a Dallas game is what I'm thinking.
Maybe, because Bobby Sura is a Wilkes-Barre kid. He did not go to Dallas High School. Elk Lake had a kid named Bob Stevenson who went to Tulsa. Really good player. And a little school like Elk Lake was able to turn him out. So, so often, I heard the expression used so often. He's from the hard coal region. There ain't a lot of hard coal up there anymore. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All of you owe me a debt of gratitude today. Every one of you.
Why do I feel this is going to be at my expense?
It won't be.
Okay.
You're saying, why do all of you owe me up and down the valley a debt of gratitude? Today, I just made your winter easier.
Okay.
I bought a snowblower. Now, you know darn well, that it just is not going to snow at all now. And that is going to just sit there and rot and corrode.
Okay. I know what's going to happen. Somewhere around March, there's going to be no snow. You will have a couple of dustings. There'll be one last dusting of snow, and Steve will be out there snow blowing, and everybody in the neighborhood will be going, at least he got the chance to use it.
Are darn right I will.
I paid a lot of money for this snowblower, and you're going to see it.
So I went out today, and I bought a snowblower. I've never had one before, right? But I'm also sick of shoveling. I mean, I have to do it for living hours every day. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, but I'm sick of shoveling. I mean, let's face it. You get a little bit older, whatever, okay? Well, I bought this today, and my thought was, that's the last time that thing's being pushed unless I have to move it out of the way for something because it won't snow.
I would like to, on behalf of your entire neighborhood, say please remember that many people sleep in when it snows. So please, at 6 o'clock in the morning, when it's barely daylight out, the last sound you want to hear while you're trying to sleep is of the snowblower.
I don't get up that early. I used to. I used to have to get up at 4:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Don't tell me you don't get up that early. I know you do.
Sometimes I do. I mean, sometimes I don't. It depends. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Yesterday, I'll be honest. Yesterday, I got up at 10, but I didn't go to bed till 3:30 because that's the time I got back.
I'm just saying. I'm just speaking for your neighbors.
I wouldn't anyway. So. But I just saved everyone in the valley, up and down. There will be no snow now this winter, now that I have a machine that removes it.
Steve has not only removed the snow from his driveway, but also from the sky in central Pennsylvania as well.
Oh, just with 1 year purchase, my investment saved your lives.
That's a lot of power you carry, my friend.
I mean, all of you out there who have bought snowblowers, tell me I'm wrong. What kind of winter did you have when you bought one? Almost to a person, you'll tell me. Yeah, the air.
Hi, this is State Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver, sending congratulations to WKOK Sunbury on 80 years of service to the Susquehanna Valley.